you know, maybe it illuminates some other things that we can do differently as a country to improve our business community. I mean, interprovincial trade barriers amount to nearly $200 billion in lost revenue. That's significant. That's greater than what we're going to face with the 25% tariff. So can this be a catalyst to remove interprovincial trade barriers to make our country more prosperous? Can we look to other countries for their energy supplies as well, and maybe diversify our economy so that we're not quite so tethered? At the same point, again, we're so integrated, certainly from the manufacturing perspective. I mean, an automobile produced might cross the border 8 times. If that 25% tariff is applied each time, I mean, it becomes impossible. And it's that integration that I don't think is necessarily appreciated, that we are deeply invested from an energy security perspective, or deeply integrated from a manufacturing capacity. And that story isn't one just to be told to make sure Canada gets any favors. It's not at all. We are true partners in this, and this is what we perceive to be an unnecessary and detrimental departure from a long-standing relationship that has been a boon for both of our countries.